We got, is it Yvonne?
Yvonne.
Yes, hello.
Yvonne, you're excited to be involved in this, aren't you?
Well, I'm up in the chook team with my hens, feeling a bit stupid.
That's all right, Yvonne, we know the feeling. All right, now you've got a special chook for us,
Mrs.
I believe.
Mrs. Blackie.
Mrs. Blackie, okay. And apparently she just yabbers on it forever, doesn't she?
Yeah, she's just like her mother.
All right, could we hear a word or two?
Hello, Mrs. Blackie.
Well, it's all happening in your chook pen, Yvonne.
I've got a lamb as well, but it doesn't want to talk.
You got a lamb there?
I'm trying to chase my lamb around the backyard.
You're playing your own farmyard gladiators out there, aren't you?
I certainly am. She just keeps walking away from me. She's got an attitude problem at the moment.
Gee, the fun never stops at Yvonne's place.
You've got $300, Yvonne.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can pay someone to chase the farmyard animals for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun.
Hey, you don't have Mrs. Blackie there, do you?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I'm running back up the backyard.
Don't trip over. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm pregnant, so I don't want to trip over. Hang on. Here we go. Say thank you, Mrs. Blackie.
Thanks, Radio. Mrs. Doolittle. Now, Pam, you have for us...
A cockatiel.
You have a rap track for us, it sounds like.
It's just my phone line's gone funny.
Your phone line's gone funny. Yeah. We can put up with that.
This is an early single by Kraftwerk, I think.
Daniel?
Hi.
Let's hear your version of Popcorn.
Okay.
I think that's Tommy Emmanuel we've accidentally rung there.
That's a very early stage of his journey. Who's next?
We've got Jeff on the line. Hello, Jeff.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, mate. Now, what are you playing for us?
The Woodsticks.
Oh, yes. This sounds a tad shonky, but we'll go with it anyway.
Okay, listen to this.
Jeff?
Yeah.
How's your head, mate? Our next caller is Troy. G'day, Troy.
Yeah, g'day.
You sound like you're in traffic.
Oh, yeah, mate. I'm in the middle of Brisbane at the moment.
What are you driving?
Truck, mate.
It's going to be hard to play an instrument. What do you got for us?
I've got an air horn for you, mate.
Oh, okay. We're not going to get into any legal trouble here, are we?
Just don't say my name, mate, and I should be right.
Okay, Troy.
There we go.
People are driving down the highway thinking they're in Duel or something.
I got cars driving off road everywhere.
It's like a scene in the Terminator.
Yeah, running through red lights to get away from me.
And have we got time for just one more?
We do. We've got Faye on the line. G'day, Faye.
Hi.
Now, what do you reckon me and Tone should do on our hard-earned break?
I reckon that you two should spend your time very wisely and go to a radio announcer's school, as I've never heard so much dribble on the radio.
I think we have a winner! Hey, Faye! You're joking, of course. I mean, really, you kind of like us, don't you?
No, I'm not. Listen, my girls listen to you every night, which means I have to listen to you guys, and it drives me crazy.
Listen to this, Faye. We've been to the radio announcing school, and we spent 2 weeks just in the corners with the triangular hats with a D written on them, standing there.
We're out the headmaster's office with the books down the pants.
Yeah, I believe it.
Okay, but I think that's our winner today, because I think that's a much-needed suggestion. You've got the Sonny Discman.
Wonderful. Thank
you. You can put that on, and you can listen to a bit of Mozart or something. You won't have to put up with our drivel.
No, I won't tell you who I listen to.
Oh, okay. Silverchair?
No. Whether you've been beaten, bruised or hit, while you're a girl or boy, all you should do is stand or sit and tune into Martin Malloy. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry. They're like a children's toy. All you should do is listen to that great dad, Martin Malloy. With Tony Martin and Mick Malloy. That great dad, Martin Malloy. Top song, what do you reckon, fellas?